Hello everyone. Welcome to worship today. It is great to have you here. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Please join me in today's call to worship. Our God is a loving God who rejoices whenever one of us who strays is brought back into the fold. Praise be to God. Our God is a persistent God who never gives up searching for those who are lost. Praise be to God. Let us worship our loving and persistent God, and let us celebrate with him when those who are lost are found. From generation to generation, God has brought good news of love and compassion, justice and community. Today, we light the Christ candle to remind ourselves that in Christ, God is at work in this world. Let's pray together. Loving God, in your mercy and grace, you have invited us into your presence to be made new and whole. We thank you that in your goodness and compassion, you gradually transform us into your image. As we worship you today, may we reflect on what you have done for us and how we can now turn and participate in the building of your kingdom as you lead us. We praise you, we love you, we worship you. In the name of Jesus Christ, who gave everything to reconcile us to you. Amen. In God's house, everyone is welcome. Those who seem like they have it all together and those who feel like their world is falling apart. No matter who we are, there's room for us here. With that confidence, we turn to God in prayer, speaking the truth of our lives. Let us pray the prayer of confession. God of today and God of tomorrow, you say, bring your full self, there's room for you here. But we say, our lives are too messy. You say, bring your hopes and your dreams, there's room for you here. But we say, it's too risky to hope. You say, bring your grief and your prayers, there's room for you here. But we say, some things are easier to forget. God of today and God of tomorrow, we know in our hearts that there's room for us here. Forgive us for withholding our full selves from you. Forgive us for giving only our Sunday best. Help us remember today and tomorrow. There's room for every story. Amen.
Our family of faith, we who feel scattered are. We who have lost our way are forgiven and found. And we who are lonely are brought into the fold and are told there's room for you here. From generation to generation, this is the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are held, forgiven, found, and welcomed. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Hello. Today I'm reading from the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, Luke 18, verses 9 to 14. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like all other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I've got. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. The word of God. Thanks be to God.
A couple of the key things that attracted me here to St. Stephen's United Church can be found in the core values of our community. The first was loving our neighbors as ourselves, and the second was diversity in worship. I interpreted these indicators and values that this was an inclusive church in terms of how we express our love for one another, our neighbors, and the importance of experiencing different forms of worship and preaching. Today, I will test the latter by providing you with a first-person rendering of what might have been the worst or my best day of ministry, depending on how one looks at it. At the very least, it will give you an inside look, a brief glimpse into the life of a minister, which might be helpful as you meet later today to call a new minister. At the very best, I pray it will offer us an opportunity to better reflect on our scripture reading for the day, the Pharisee and the tax collector. At its very best, it may broaden our definition of neighborliness. He entered by the back door just as the wedding rehearsal was winding down. He was dressed as if he'd rushed off the golf course to catch the end of the wedding rehearsal. Nice golf shirt, dress shorts, and sandals, but he wasn't there for the rehearsal. He was looking for the minister. He needed to talk. And the sanctuary was busy with the remnants of the rehearsal, and our only office was tied up with the work of the church. So we began the conversation in the hallway, but quickly moved it outside to the covered entryway. He told me he had walked down from the Tunnel Mountain campground in Banff, which is a 4-kilometer walk. He laid down his cardboard sign. I assumed it was the usual hitchhiker sign. He told me he was feeling a bit concerned that everyone had been staring at him on his walk, as if they knew who and what he was. For a moment, he let his eyes meet mine, and my comfort level dropped several notches. I asked him his name, and he mumbled it as if he really didn't want me to hear it or know it. I asked him how I could help, and his story spilled out. Cocaine was his drug of choice, and his 4 years of use had landed him in Banff that day. Drugs to kill the pain of a marriage gone wrong, the departure of a wife and a child. Inappropriate behavior towards lots of folks, loss of work, some time in prison, and he shared that he was high on cocaine right now. I replied, I know that, our eyes having met earlier for that brief moment. At that brief moment, a sudden sense of uneasiness began to creep over me. I confess I was thinking, how can I get rid of this guy, I wonder. But I knew he had more to say before leaving, and before leaving would even be a possibility. And without much encouragement, he spoke of the pain he suffered, and he spoke of the pain he felt he deserved even yet. I had a sense he might even welcome rejection on my part as part of the guilt he carried. And I was tempted, for I'm not an addictions counselor, and I do not deal well with anyone when my comfort level plunges as far as it had at that very moment. We reached a bit of a breakthrough just after he shared a bit about his deviant behavior, the harm he had caused his wife and child. He said one day he breached his restraining order and found himself in the presence of his wife and child. He found them there not knowing what might happen next. And he said what saved the day, perhaps, for him, his wife, his child, was the question she asked him. "Do you believe in God?" she asked. He said it stopped him right in his tracks, and he reflected on her most serious question. He told me that at that moment he realized he did believe in God, and he shared his answer with his wife before he walked away from her, leaving her to be. And he said that was part of the pain. He believed in God, but how could God love him? A drug addict, a failure as a husband, failure as a father. Now we had some common ground for a conversation. We moved to the picnic table in the yard beside the manse, which allowed me, quite honestly, more avenues of escape. And we chatted about God, Jesus, and life for quite a while. After which, he thanked me, told me he would take the transit back up the mountain, and asked if he could have a drink from the garden hose. I thought he deserved better and got him a glass of water, but he said he would still need the hose, for his thirst was great. And he sat at the picnic table for quite a while, drinking water as I peered through the sanctuary window. Then I saw his hitchhiking sign folded up where he had left it in the covered vestibule. I thought he might need it to get back up to Tunnel Mountain, so I went out to get it for him. Before giving it to him, I unfolded it. In bold black letters, it stated, "Forgive me, I am a sinner." I simply said to him, "I don't think you need this one anymore." And he smiled and held the hose up to his mouth. A few minutes later, put on his sandals, left the glass on the picnic table, and wandered down the alleyway. Worried about his safety, I phoned the RCMP, who said to let them know if I saw him again. And later that evening, I did spot him asleep on the bench outside the church on Banff Avenue. The RCMP responded to my call, and as I watched through the sanctuary window, they gently and kindly led him to their car, where, clutching his pizza, he was driven away to his room for the night. That left me somewhat troubled by his problems, somewhat frustrated by my lack of training, somewhat ashamed of my fear. But I hoped the little I had been able to offer was enough. As I put his sign away and reread his words, "Forgive me, I am a sinner," I had to accept that my words and my water were the best I had to offer that day, even if they seemed like crumbs compared to what his sign claimed he needed. I hoped his evening was a good one. He had a safe place to sleep, a blanket, a whole pizza, and he had received the best I could offer on that day. And I believe he received what his sign asked for, an appropriate measure of forgiveness, more importantly, an appropriate measure of God's love. In light of today's scripture with the Pharisee and the tax collector, I have no doubt as to who went away justified that day, who was it was made right with God. It was not the folks on the street who stared at him, passed him by, undoubtedly thinking, "Thank God I am not like him." It was not the folks who skirted the park bench where he slept, afraid to stop and see if he was alive or dead. Bathed into light of today's scripture, I can say I have seen the Pharisee and it was us. I have seen the Pharisee and it was me, for surely I had more to offer than what I gave him, were I not held back by a mixture of fear and a fatigue and distaste born of too many evenings spent in Banff dealing with folks I wished would have stopped by some other church. Bathed in light of today's scripture, I felt I should have joined the tax collector and the drug addict in praying, "Forgive me, for I am a sinner." later that same week at Bible study, we were asked to reflect on the word humility. And many wonderful responses were heard. The words that for me best described the place where we hope to be when facing the choice of the Pharisee or the tax collector. Well, that place can be described as a tender balance. Humility, a tender balance born of a love that allows us to build relationships on acceptance rather than criticism and comparison. A tender balance that allows us to understand the underlying needs of both the Pharisee and the tax collector. The tender balance that allows us to walk alongside each other, not ahead, not behind. The tender balance found somewhere between, oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, and please forgive me, Lord, I am a sinner. That wonderful tender balance we experience in the love of a God whose love is unconditional and is based on acceptance rather than criticism or comparison. May God grant us the humility to accept that kind of love and share it, to pass it on in the same way it has been given to us by a loving God. Given to us unconditionally. Amen.
Hello there, wherever you are in our immediate area or outside the country, please pray with me. These are prayers for the people. And do add in your own petitions and prayers in the pauses that I will leave in between. Let's pray. God of the universe, magnificent Creator, we give you thanks for all you provide. The list is so long. We are so fortunate. We thank you for the dedication of our staff, the ministry teams, and the board during this time of transition. We pray for your blessing on Reverend Kelly, who's committed to working with us as our interim minister. We pray for the congregational meeting following the service in Qualicum Beach, where we will hear the report of the search team. Fill us with kindness, clarity, and unity as we hear and respond to the search team's recommendations. Be with us, Jesus, as we discern your will for us. We continue to pray for those who are being affected by forest fires in our province and across Canada. We give thanks for all those involved in fighting the fires and doing all they can to keep damage to a minimum. They risk much on our behalf. We continue to pray for peace in all those areas where war rages. These wars need to stop. God, we pray for our towns, cities, provinces, and our country. We pray for all our leaders. Fill them with wisdom and open their hearts to finding solutions to social and environmental injustice. We pray for those who are suffering and those who care for them. Bring healing, nurture, companionship, and show us how we can help our sisters and brothers in need. We ask all these things and pray the prayer your Son taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, friends, for all the ways that you give to the mission and work of Jesus Christ here at St. Stephen's. I ask you now to pray with me over all the gifts given this week. Almighty God, many times we are tempted to give to your church and your work from what is left over after we have spent our money on whatever we think is necessary for living. As we present our offerings today, may it be a reminder to each of us that we should make our gifts to you top priority in what we consider important. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Go out into the world in peace. Have courage. Hold on to what is good. Return no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the suffering. Honor all persons. Honor all creations. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And may the love of God and the light of Christ and the power and the communion of that Spirit be with us all. Go in peace. Amen.
Who am I that that the highest king would welcome me. I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the sun sets free. Who is free. Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me. Who the sun sets free, who is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a